Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Look, this is for me. I get to understand and learn the essence of what goes on inside of me every day. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of the above, and then some things I can't even describe. But there are moments that I can refer back to in my life and even in my week where there was something instant that happened. Something instant. And what my very special co-host today is calling instant genius. So I want to tell you a little bit about Daniel. Daniel Rechnitzer is somebody I met a number of years ago. He's also the host of the podcast Answers From Within. He's the author of Mind Lies and The All-Knowing Diary. Beyond all of that, when you take a look at what somebody's journey is like, you wonder, have they had the same twists and turns? Yes, he did. How about pressures, extreme circumstances, financial stress, you know, family stress, whatever it is that we've picked up from our religious doctrines? Yes, he has. And what about all of that? Well, he's a lot like me, but probably more so, where he knew some things or understood some things that other people didn't understand. But for him, when you think about this aspect of a life, what is it that keeps us sane? What are the allies? Who are they that show up in our lives? And then for somebody like Daniel, who is out in the world, people know him for what he does with intuition wisdom, the author of many books. He travels the world. You know, he discovered that he was not a failure at all, like many of us discovered, but you know, sometimes we discover it way too late. But what is it about the true genius that he discovered within himself that now he helps others with, that all-knowing intelligence? What is it about that? And here today, as he is part of an effort, a film, other things to get the word out, we're going to touch upon something today that is at your fingertips. Instant genius. Daniel, it's great to be talking with you about this.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Dr. Pat. It is great to be back. And I honestly don't think I have a more favorite topic than this one. And I felt for a long time, one of my core purpose for being here is to bring to light this phenomenon that is our knowing, our inner knowing. So I'm very excited to be here, very excited to be talking about this with you and with everyone listening.
I know you've talked to thousands and thousands of people, and every once in a while we'll recognize that as they're speaking with you, they have had those moments. Maybe they don't see them as that, maybe think they're fleeting. I know for me, people say, damn, you're just lucky, 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 lucky. But this is now a new thing to talk about so people understand how to become a way of life here with this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, intuition, you know, everyone's had at some point in their life a feeling, an instinct that said, there's a parking space over there, or don't go out with that person, that will end badly, or, you know, make sure you check this before you leave the house. We've all had an intuition about something, or we're sitting on the toilet and inspiration strikes. But, you know, a lot of these things, a lot of the, you know, these experiences are kind of dismissed and go, oh, you know, that's just whatever, that came from my gut. And that's, you know, these things are dismissed as insignificant. But what they are pointing to is from my experience and my understanding, the most significant breakthrough in human history. We've just been dismissing the breadcrumbs that are leading us to the answers to every single question we've ever had, to solving every problem we've ever got. And we've got to stop dismissing this little phenomenon and start opening our eyes and going, let's follow these breadcrumbs. Where are they leading us? Because that's what I've spent the last 20 years of my life doing, is going, there's something going on here. I'm going to follow these breadcrumbs and I'm going to explore what that's all about. So we're going to share more about that today.
Well, let's talk about the brain, because I've heard, I've listened to talks by Einstein, and I've heard Einstein talk about, in some ways, his own personal journey, like you and I are talking about now. And the one thing that he points to more times than not, at least what I hear, is about our brain. Are we using it correctly? Is there an aspect that we refer to as the brain that isn't just for him, Einstein, but is accessible to everyone?
Well, this, like I said, this is my favorite topic. Yeah. Now, I'm going to share with you what I've come to learn from the brain. Now, I think it's important for everyone to know, I don't read books, I don't sit in lectures, I don't watch YouTube videos. If I want to know something, I go inward. I go into meditation and the answers are shown to me, which is very much what I'm talking about today. Now, here's what I've been shown about the brain. It obeys our commands. And that's the first really important realization. Now, our commands are really subtle. The command that the brain obeys is, however you see yourself is what the brain will do. If you see yourself as unintelligent, the brain says, okay, I will give you that experience. If you see yourself as a genius, like genuinely, the brain says, I'm a genius. It completely reflects our state of mind about ourselves. That's a really important point, because many of us are told since the time we're little, you're not smart, you're not as smart as your brother, you're not as smart as your cousin. If only you were smart, if only you could do this. And so we develop an identity, a limited identity. Now, the identity is what shapes and either expands or contracts what's possible for the brain. So we have an identity that's holding back our life and holding back our intelligence. So that's one of the most important things I ever learned. So that's put me on the journey of, well, I need to start clearing my identity, because it's holding back my brain's true capability. And that, of course, what was a big part of writing the book, Mind Lies and the Truths That Will Set You Free, that was chisel, chisel, chisel back the identity, who I believed I was, to expand a much greater capacity. So that's the first big thing. Now, you tell me when you're ready for the next big thing.
I'm ready right now.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing that I was shown, this is all very exciting, is whilst you see yourself as a human being, which is a limited concept, because whatever we label ourselves of, we kind of define ourselves into that box. If I say I'm a black man, it means whatever we see about black people, whatever that identity means, it's that. If I say I'm an Australian man, that means I'm that, or a woman, or whatever. So we've got to be very careful about how we label ourselves, because it designates what becomes possible for us. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those labels. It's just, there's inherent meanings to that. Now, this is the next big thing. So then I was shown, well, the brain is actually a micro of the macro. Okay, it's a scale replica, a scale model. So what's it a scale model of? And this was the thing, that huge light bulb moment for me about 10 years ago. It's a scale model of the universe itself. Now, this, and it's only really come out in recent years, they've actually taken photos, like scans of the universe. And if you look at those scans, and then you take the scan of the brain and you see all the veins and all the way, they're identical. Absolutely identical. And I was so excited to see that people, starting to learn that. And I was shown that through meditation, intuitively. And now science is starting to take photographs of it. So the brain, the human brain, is a scale replica of the universe itself. Now, this comes back to the first big realization. You can know what the universe knows through your brain. Okay, which brings us to number three. It's an antenna. It's a receiving station. So it is designed to know what the universe knows. But that is subject to how you see yourself. If you see yourself as just a human being, if you see yourself as unintelligent, if you see yourself as a victim and punished and all these things, then the brain goes, well, I'm not the whole universe. I'm just this. However, the journey of enlightenment, the journey of our awakening, is to see ourselves as the whole universe. And the minute you do that, boom, your brain just goes, it expands to the knowing of the universe. And that's the magic. And that's what I've been so passionate about and so excited to share with the world. It's like, your brain, it's a replica of the universe.
Yeah.
And the only thing stopping you from knowing what the universe knows is not seeing yourself as the universe.
Yeah. And, you know, see, what you're talking about is, I think everybody that's listening, Daniel, has got a story that they could think of, maybe even something today, where they put themselves in a category of something, which then guided maybe what they did in the moment of their day or maybe their life. You know, it was a fascinating discovery I made about 5 years ago, and the internet exposed this. I thought I was born in an Italian family. I mean, that was my story my whole life. It's like this is Italian, this is Italian, mama's Italian, grandpa's Italian. And then I didn't understand why my mother's family looked so different. You know, they looked Italian, but they dark hair, blue eyes, really not characteristic of like what I knew, right? And then my uncle, before he died, I said, you got to tell me, all these people in South America are popping up, like with my name. Long story short, I find out, big secret in the family. We don't talk about what grandpa did. And my grandfather was born in Brazil.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I didn't quite know what to do with it at the time. But you see, there was a story that was the underpinning of all that. And albeit it's not a disastrous story, but it was a limited one in the way that not only I saw my life, but my family saw their lives. And I've often thought about, what if my uncle would have shared that with all my cousins? And we do this every day in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you the story about my grandfather. You reminded me of that, but it doesn't quite relate to this topic. So remind me to tell you. But what this points to is that we get so entrenched in our heritage, in our origins, what our people have gone through, how we've suffered, and we're so addicted to remembering our suffering. You know, Remembrance Day and war memorials. And what the universe is really trying to say is, that's actually not your heritage. Your heritage is the stars. And why you insist on staying so small into your worst moments, into your darkest times, and seeing yourself as the darkest version that you have endured is beyond its comprehension.
Yeah.
And the universe is saying, it's your identity that is false. We touched on this in our last session.
Yeah.
The identity was made up. So why continue to believe that is the real you when all it's doing is preventing you from accessing the knowledge, the wisdom, and answers that are contained in the whole universe? Now, here's the most, this is to me one of the most incredible concepts. You know, I went to a religious school growing up, and we're always taught God is omnipresent, everything, everywhere, and omniscient. And I started to be shown about 10, 12 years ago, the universe started to reveal itself to me. And it showed that it is an all-knowing brain. I thought, how is that possible? How does that work? And a couple of things I began to be shown. One of it was, its energy is thought. Everything is consciousness. And because there is no time in the universe's concepts, then it doesn't wait to learn something. If you look at a human being, we have to wait to learn over 100 years, right?
Right.
So we only know a particular amount at each given point. It gets more and more. Universe right. is like, but there is no time, so I know everything right now. And I was like, whoa, that's amazing. It's not waiting for another billion years of evolution to know something, because the billion years is happening now. So the universe is offering, and I wrote the book, The All-Knowing Diary, all about this. That's exactly what the purpose of that book was. The universe is offering, saying, hey, you can spend your life tripping up over your own feet, making mistakes, learning everything the hard way, destroying your life support system that is the planet, to grow, or you can access the knowledge and wisdom that has been accumulated over billions of years all at the same time that is available to you right here, right now. And that is coming through as your intuition.
Yeah.
And this is the transition we're all at, is we are learning to decide, do we want to worship intellect, or are we going to open ourselves up to something infinite, which is the bridge to the universe, is the intuition. And that is, our intuition is simply the universe telling us what it knows. And I want to talk more about how we do that after our break.
I want to talk with you about that too, because there's a phenomenon, and we're starting to see this show up in our pop culture, and I want to talk about this when we come back. It's a phenomenon that we're starting to see, and let's just call it pop culture, Hollywood, movies, film, whatever you want to call it, but this medium that reaches all over the world. What we're starting to see is an expression in this medium through characters in events that literally show what happens in a story when somebody uses their entire capacity. And the reason I bring it up is because I think there are mirror images and reflections of how things occur in our action in the world, and a consciousness that's trying to tell us this is the reality. And you know, yeah. it shows up for the masses in the media. Yeah. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. But I'll tell you, I've often wondered, I never really understood from the minute I learned this. And I remember arguing with my teacher, and I said, that cannot be right. You can't be right. Why would God give us a brain and only show us how to use 7% at the time? 7%, 10%. You can't be right. There's something you're teaching that's not correct in my thinking. When we come back, let's explore that, because that is a missing gap for people. It's as if we are waiting for the brain to kick in 11%, 12%, and we're telling ourselves we're not using it. So I wonder how much of that is convincing ourselves we can't use it. Correct. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Get empowered. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back, everybody. Look, we're talking about instant genius. Daniel, before we go ahead, let's make sure we let people know about you. And you've mentioned several books. How did they get a copy of the books? And also, you're doing something special to help with this topic. Exactly.
Yes, there's a few things people can access. First of all, intuitionwisdom.com. Please check that out. You can jump on. We're doing free sessions for all your listeners. These are intuitive readings where people can go in, have a session and learn what their life purpose is. And that you know, we're talking about expanding your brain and your intelligence. Once you're on that path, huge things happen. There's also a short courses page which you can learn how to start accessing your whole brain. And we've made that really accessible. That's only $99 to learn how to access your limitless genius. And I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So. And also the All-Knowing Diary, which takes people through that process as well. And you can jump on Amazon, get the All-Knowing Diary, my book, Mind, Lies, and the Truths That Will Set You Free. They go hand in hand. So the All-Knowing Diary is all about learning how to access the limitless genius. And Mind, Lies is about chiseling all the belief systems that get in our way of accessing all of that.
Yeah. I mean, last night I took a look at Mind, Lies. And by the way, it is on Amazon, but I took a look at Mind, Lies because something we talked about yesterday in the show we did, something hit me about what was going on with me. And then I knew we were going to talk about instant genius. And I had to stop for a minute and look at the list in your book. And as I looked at the list, I asked myself, what was getting in the way? And that's what I want to talk with you about instant genius, because I don't know if you're aware, but I study stuckness. I don't study the concept of it, but every year I Google to see how many people are Googling the word stuck or stuckness. Mm. And if we have this instant genius, why are we so stuck?
Well, you know, it's a tough one because in our last session, I spoke about there's kind of two versions of us. There's who we think we are, and there's who we truly are. Now, because we're so conditioned into who we think we are, we're invested in being that person. I call that the mind self, and there's different words, the ego and the shadow self and so on. But to me, that's the mind. Now, for our whole life, most of us, most of the time, are using our mind as our source of intelligence to make our decisions, to work things out and understand things. But the mind itself is really, it's an energy, right? It's a consciousness that is made up of every single thing we believe about ourselves, every decision we made about ourselves, our trauma, our failures, our disappointments. It's limited to this lifetime's experiences and the beliefs we've had about this lifetime. Now, not to take away from anyone's trauma or experience, and God knows I've had enough. So not to take away from that.
Yeah, no kidding.
As you have too.
Yeah.
Not to take away from that, but the beliefs and the decisions we made from that aren't true.
Right.
Okay. So we are now, we've got this mind, this identity made up of things that are not true, made up of things that we believe are true. And that even extends to what we think is true about the human body, what we think is possible, what we think about science, what we think about the planet. Now, this is the thing. Scientists think everything they think is true, right? Astronomers think everything they think is true until the next year where they realize they weren't quite close enough.
That's right.
Now, so the mind, which isn't just central to us, the mind is a global phenomenon. We're accessing our own experience and a global mind, and it feeds in. It's almost like an internet, a human internet. We're drawing in ideas, information, fears, anxieties in from this global mind. Problem with all of that is it's just from the past, and it was made up. So if we make decisions from there, we keep creating more of the past over and over again. We keep repeating history. This is why history repeats itself, because we're using the same knowledge, the same belief systems that created those experiences in the first place. But there's an alternative. Now, the alternative is to go beyond the mind. Okay. And this is, it's funny because, you know, there's this term that everyone uses these days called mindfulness.
Yes, that's now, true.
It really should be mindlessness, because we've been full of mind for the last 3,000 years. It's time to go beyond the mind. And this is why inspiration strikes. You're sitting on the toilet, you're in the shower, boom, you have the moment of clarity where inspiration is allowed to come through, because the mind itself, and this is how I look at it, this is a nice little metaphor for people. If you imagine the earth, you know, which is you, you're the earth, and you've got the sun is feeding you these amazing life-giving rays, insights, inspirations. The sun is your spirit or the universe. Then you have an eclipse from the moon. It blocks out all the sun. That's what the mind does. And if there's a blockage from the sun to the earth for a long period of time, things are going to start to die and go a little bit haywire. So we're at this phase where we've got to stop worshiping the mind and its intelligence, because it's not the source of our intelligence, but the mind is the hindrance to limitless intelligence. And the more we cultivate this intuitive side, which is going, yep, okay, that's the mind. Let's go into a nice meditative space. Let's elevate beyond the mind. That's where the answers are. So it's a long way to answer your question, is what stops people? First thing that stops people, Pat, is that they don't know it's available.
Exactly.
They don't know how easy it is to access.
Yeah. Because they think it's for the 1%. See, this is the sense that I get. And you know, you do this when you're in front of hundreds of people, thousands of people, and you're talking with them. They think Daniel's going to pick out that one person out of the audience right there, she or he, they are the one, they're the gifted one. But see, I think you and I have learned from a different source what's the truth and what's not.
Everyone is the gifted one. When I'm in front of people, everyone is the gifted one. However, like I said before, the brain is limited by only how we see ourselves.
That's right. So I'm not saying you say that, but I'm saying, having been in the audience. I'm in the audience, it's Daniel. I'm like, okay, he's gonna pick this one over here. But I'm gonna say something that I learned early on, and I don't know another expression for it until today. This has been the motto of my, this has been passed down from my stepmom, and it is my motto, and it works, but not the way people think. It's a tough word to hear. Ignorance is bliss. Now, let me tell you why that works for me.
Yep.
Ignorance is not stupidity. We all get confused. Yeah. Ignorance means I didn't know that this is true. I did not know as I prepared for the voice that said, part two, your PhD. The voice that said that gave me the next indicated thing to do. But I didn't know that you had to take a test and that you had to get a score to get into the school that I thought I was going to get in. See, I didn't know there was a formula. Thank God I didn't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank goodness, thanks spirit, thanks universe. I didn't know it. Because I got into a school in California that apparently, I didn't even know, was some school for this, only because I was meant to get in at a time where the recruiting position was vacant. And then this one year was filled by a woman that was a working woman, worked her way through school as a child. And in the history of Claremont University, six out of eight of us came from the business world that year. And I was put on a waiting list. And so it wasn't about the GREs. It wasn't about those things. But somehow, all six of us had one thing in common, Daniel, as we got to know each other. We knew and believed we would get in just like breathing.
Mm.
And I don't know how to explain that. That's why what you're talking about today is so critical, because there isn't, if I were part of a betting pool with people taking the bets to get into Claremont, no, it went on paper. But see, we keep operating as if we know that what's on paper is our true path. And we need help with this. We need help to remain in the instant genius zone.
I think I was in Santa Monica when we were over in the US, and there was this stand with all these postcards, all these wonderful quotes. And I read this one, which was, the greatest obstacle to discovering the truth is believing you already know it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that really sums up the state of the world. Yeah. Is you have people whose identity, you know, we've been raised feeling rejected, unwanted, not enough. And that the way to be a somebody in this world is to be intelligent, is to know things. And if you know things, you're respected, you're admired, and you have tenure and a PhD, and you have all these things, and then you're a somebody.
Yep.
So intellect, intelligence has become a thing that I should aspire for. Respect is something I should aspire for. Now, what that's done is it's had people go, for me to be a someone, I need to relish and be attached to what I know and keep feeding my mind with more things. Now, the universe said to me a long time ago, it said, whoa, what are you doing? Stop adding to your mind. Stop trying to learn more. Give your mind less. Your mind is busy enough. It's full. It's full of everything that you think is true that was never true in the first place. And the more you try and add to it from human knowledge, the more you're holding back what's real, what's truth. And it's so interesting when the universe shows me, I remember asking the universe, I said, what do we know about the body, humanity, as opposed to what there is to know about the body? And the universe said, 90% of what you think about the body is wrong. As humanity, and based on everything you know 1% of what there is to know about the body.
Wow.
But you have people who are just so, attached, invested in, we know how the body works. We're an expert, I always love this. We have people, oncologists. I'm an expert in cancer. Are you? Can you cure it? No, well then what makes you an expert? How can you call yourself an expert?
I know. I mean, this is really what we're talking about is if folks that are listening to this get this enough to step into the possibility of it. I'm not even saying instant genius. Okay, wake up tomorrow and you're going to buy everything we're saying. I'm asking to step into the possibility of this and try it on. Because when I think about why people call me lucky, and, you know, I think it would have been easier for me if I would have been going back to school and doing everything I was doing because somebody told me there was some status in education. But that isn't what drove me. I couldn't explain it. No one could understand why I just didn't stop and just go get a job, you know? And it's hard to understand when something is calling you forward, not for the reason that everybody thinks it should, but for some other reason. Mm. Now I know that I'm meant to be exactly where I am today, and that every single thing that led me to this point happened exactly the way it was supposed to, without me explaining it.
Can I share a little story quickly?
Sure, please.
You talk about what I'm feeling from you, Dr. Pat, is you want people to get that this is accessible, that this is available. I want to share how my 10-year-old son earns his pocket money. Now, he's been doing this for a few years now. Now, because a lot of people can go, all right, well, Daniel, he knows a lot. He's 43. He knows stuff. He's been around whatever. He writes books. He knows stuff. Okay. And this is why I want to share this story. My 10-year-old son has just turned 11. How he earns his pocket money, and because we've been in lockdown because of the corona stuff, he sits by the pool and he's got a little poster that he puts in the elevator, and people come down and they pay him money. Why do they pay him money? Because they ask adults, ask him a question about any area of their life, and he will answer it from the knowing of the universe. He is a channel. He is a medium. The same as his dad, but he's better. He's clearer. He's instant. He's amazing. And he will give you an answer. He will give adults an answer about relationships, about money, about growing their business. Whatever you want to know, he draws on the knowing of the universe. It comes right through him, and he answers it, and whack! The adult is left floored by the profound truth that comes out of his mouth. Mm. Now, he's 11. And you might go, whatever. But you know what? My 7-year-old makes money the same way. But she's been doing that when she was 6. The truth that comes from these children, because they've been raised in a family that doesn't use their mind for intelligence, they use their connection to the universe. So it's available. These kids are doing it, and they do it. Oh, my God. It's highly confronting for me, because when they hit me with their truth, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. The thing that I love about what you're talking about is there's so much in putting your foot in this pool of water. Mm-hmm. So much that for me, it's a reason I share these stories. It's not because I like to hear myself talk, or I don't even necessarily love to tell them, just like you just shared with your children. But I want people to have the experience that would set them free, perhaps in a way that's maybe unrecognizable to them, because that's the only way I know how to experience, to talk about the fact that I knew this. The only time I really faltered, and you're going to love this, and we're going to go to break, about the whole school thing, right? This how many year of the school thing is when I got rejected from all of the schools, all of them except one. which happened to be my first choice. And I got a letter that went to Linda because I had moved already. And it was, you're not accepted for this year, blah, 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 but you're on a waiting list for next year.
Beautiful.
And I got that. And here's where I didn't trust. This is me. Remember we talked about faith yesterday? Sometimes other people, you have to borrow other people's faith. So I remember this like it was yesterday. And Linda asked me about it. And I said, forget it. Now that's not the universe talking. That's me. I'm going to show you. Forget it. When we come back from break, I'll tell you what happened next. Because I did actually go to school. But it was despite my attitude. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Dan is going to talk with us about how this is available and why this really is a birthright. Not for 1%. It is a birthright. It is like breathing. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, Daniel and I are talking about instant genius. We were talking during the break, too. And, you know, there are some things that you know that you know about somebody, but Daniel Rechnitzer is somebody that everything he's sharing with you today, he is sharing with the world, you know, the stories that you're hearing on the show. And when you go to take a look or you go to his website, you take a look at what the message is, right? Intuition, wisdom, or you take a look at what he's helping people or what he's offering or the books he's written. It boils down to, I think, what we're talking about here today, which is a bold subject, by the way. Instant genius. Instant genius for all. So I want to ask you about this because I think sometimes, and I can get right my own way. I mean, the reasons that things happened in the way I wanted them to or thought I wanted to, or the way they absolutely should have, the only difference in that is whether or not I got in the way.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So here I am in the way. And I'm like, no, forget it. Don't send that Grand Rose lady the letter. So my friend Linda, my best friend since 1972, our producer, sends a letter anyway.
That's a friend. That's a friend for life.
Sends it into the school. Like, here you go. Because sometimes other people also know about instant genius. There's a knowing she knew about, I don't know how to say it, but let's say what was meant to be beyond my limitless, my limited knowing in that moment.
Mm. You know, my wife's played that role for me because, like I shared the other day, I grew up being told that I'm stupid, that there's something wrong with me. I've got something wrong with my brain and, you know, and I'm failing at school. And, you know, I grew up, my whole 90% of my adult life was everyone smarter than me. But then I was shown, well, hang on, I've got the whole universe inside my head. Not doing so bad after all. And that's the message that I really want to bring to everyone is that, number one, we're not who we think we are. And number two, we're not using the brain the way it was intended. And the way it was actually intended is to use it as an antenna, as a receiver. Don't think through things. You know, don't get in the way. Don't think you know. Because the minute you think you know, that rug's going to be pulled right out from underneath your feet. And you'll be shown a bigger picture, a deeper realization. And it reminds me of what you said, Lindy, when we get in our way and, you know, we talk about manifesting, one of the biggest things I learned about that and talk about getting in your way, the law of attraction, the concept of manifesting, because this instant genius to me is the ultimate in manifesting, is to require an answer, boom, it shows up. To require a solution, boom, it's there for you. That's what manifesting is. But one of the biggest lessons I've learned in manifesting is law of attraction was never about you manifesting anything. It's about you getting out of the way of what wants to be manifested through you, for this earth. And this instant genius is really the first aspect. Because if you can manifest the answers, if you can manifest the guidance and the solutions, manifesting wealth or manifesting whatever, anything physical, whether it's a relationship, whatever, and you can't, that's just a byproduct of those answers, of that guidance. So we are stepping into this new transition. The earth is saying, if you're going to keep using your mind to solve things, you're going to keep coming up with things like combustion engines, plastic bags, chopping down trees, concreting jungles. You're going to keep coming up with that kind of shit. That's what the mind does.
Yeah.
It's the inverse of what's truth. So it does the opposite of what you want. It creates what you fear. So the earth is saying, come on, use the greater intelligence that's available to start running your life. And a big example of that, if I can, I mean, there's so many examples. Last year, Sonia and I reached this point with this big, beautiful house. And I just... You're meant to feel abundant and free. All I felt was boxed in and overwhelmed and burdened. And we just had this huge realization of I need to unencumber myself. I need to, there's so many resources that have gone into this house. Trees have been chopped down. It's plaster, it's wires, it's plastic, it's cables. It's so unnatural. And we just sold everything. We got rid of everything. We just got into complete minimalist, tiny little apartment. Just give me what I need. And now we've even got rid of that and we're just on the road. Like we're even less. And it's amazing what decisions you make when you're not in the mind. Because I said to you the other day, the mind is full of needs, okay? It's made up of needs. I'm not enough, so I need all these things. So I need a new big house and I need a car and I need people to respect me. So I need a big job and I need a promotion. It goes on. But when you're in the truth of the universe, your needs just become minuscule. Life becomes light and agile and you feel light and unencumbered. So, and once that happens, that's why the earth is saying it. It's saying, come into that space, because then you'll stop exhausting the resources.
Yeah. You know, we put a couple of job posts out there that really, this is exactly part of getting out of the way, your story, what you share, right? So getting out of the way is, for me, it's not just about me, but it's about all of the different shackles of things that I'm going to bring with me. They're the things that, you know, even when I think, oh, okay, I feel free. No, I'm like carrying like metal caskets with me into a room. And so we decided about 3 weeks ago, let's put a couple of job posts out. We need a job post over here. We need this over here. Let's just put a job post out. So the question to me was, for what? And I said, well, there are a couple of things we're going to need. Why don't we just put it really general? And I said, let's see what shows up. Now, here we are. Jessica and I just finished interviewing someone. We went to bed last night. We both woke up this morning and we got on the phone. And I said, Jessica, we have to step away from logic. I said, there's something about this person and what we're trying to get done that may not make logical sense, but it won't let go of me. And Jessica said the same thing. And if you don't get into a need conversation, I said, what might we create? What might we create with this new person? And so we're still figuring that out, but it has to do with what you're talking about. Do I need checklist? Do I need checklist? Well, if we live our lives based on a checklist, we're going to get a checklist. So I want to ask you, what is the message we want to leave people with? Because you and I both obviously are passionate about this thing, the instant genius zone for everyone. What do we want to leave folks with here today?
I want to leave everyone with, this is, and it's really simple. We can teach you this in less than an hour. And I've been doing that. Sonia and I have been doing that for the last 14 years around the world, teaching people how to access their higher intelligence in under an hour. I just want to remind everyone, it's not for some people versus the others. If you're open, then it's for you. That's how your brain was designed. Now, the way to do it, we're going to teach you this in such a simple way. Here's all you need to do. You need to go to intuitionwisdom.com. There's a button that says short courses, and there's the first one there. It's for $99. And we're going to teach you step by step how to bring yourself into this higher state of being on demand, so you've got intuition, inspiration, the genius of the universe available to you all the time. That's at intuitionwisdom.com. And I've got to be honest, for $99, you just got it. Don't let that get in the way.
I know.
I would put it on there for free. And you know what? We did that. We've done that before. But here's what happens.
I know.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead and say it anyway. Go ahead.
People don't respect it, right? And if people pay, you need to pay money so you're committed, you're in it, you got skin in the game. I would love to put this out there in the world for free if I knew people would gauge the significance. I mean, it is worth $100,000, $1 million to be able to access limitless genius. I mean, you've got all these personal development speakers charging $15,000, $20,000 for courses that don't even come anywhere near this. Please, it's available to you. It's simple. It's at intuitionwisdom.com.
Yeah. And you're exactly right about that. It's an interesting phenomenon. Probably a show we should do to talk about it, because it's very hard sometimes to receive. But once I think we learn and understand instant genius, we'll understand that there's no mistake for that thing that's in front of us. No mistake for it. Daniel, thank you so much. Please give out the website one more time.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Hope to see you there.
Yeah. And everybody, for me, from all of us, look, this is something that is not just a thing to learn. Mm-hmm. What Daniel is talking about, it is a way to be. It is a way to be. It really is a new freedom. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.